on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to We Uplift Radio. We are here to inspire and uplift and empower you. My name is Aricia LaFrance, and I am a psychological marketing strategist in Colorado. I help creative entrepreneurs learn how to attract clients they'll love to work with. And today, I am so blessed to be joined by Heather Hovis, who is an empathic healer and a regular visitor to the show. Our topic today is trusting your soul through life changes. What a big topic to tackle in an hour. So we welcome you to write into the chat room with any questions or thoughts that you have, or if you need help with anything, feel free to type into the chat room and I will convey those to Heather. So Heather, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, it's always great to have you with us, and you always start us with just wonderful insights that you've gotten and downloads, meditations, and things like that. What are we going to do today?
Well, you know, to really explore this topic of, you know, experiencing these life changes or really having the courage to move forward with the things, you know, we feel like we're being guided to do. You know, really, I was guided for this call to really help people shift their energy so that it's easier to come from the soul's perspective and the soul's wisdom and love to go through these changes. So this time together is about grounding even more of the soul consciousness, the connection with the physical body, especially the mind, so that there can be more ease and grace and enjoyment of these things that we're being asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
Without a manual and without, you know, having to eat too much chocolate or anything like that.
Well, chocolate always helps, as we know, but yeah, this will be terrific.
Yeah. So we'll, you know, I have a little meditation for us to do in the beginning here, which will start shifting the energy so that the mind can be a little bit more receptive to the information in the show. But also, I just want to acknowledge that although we'll do this quick little visualization, all the words that are going to be spoken in this call from all of us are going to be charged with energy so that you know, it's not just the mind having something to relate to, but that the words also are charged so that it'll continue to shift the energy in the body.
Okay, good.
Well, if you'd like to get started, we need to make sure we're all grounded and just doing a little balancing before we, because this is kind of a, you know, big topic.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead, and what I'm going to be doing, if your listeners are up for it in real time or if they're listening to it recorded, is to support them grounding and then also do a little work with a rainbow halo, and then we'll drop into the visualization.
That sounds terrific.
All right. Well, let's get everybody grounded, and I'm going to be using my empathic abilities to connect with you in real time or, you know, kind of we're going to take the limitations off time here so that even if you're listening to the recording, you'll feel the energy. So I'm going to be guiding you through the grounding and the rainbow halo, but also checking in with you and seeing where there's any resistance or anything that needs to be acknowledged. So let's go ahead and get grounded. So I'm actually just going to use the power of that word. I'm going to ask your essence to ground yourself. And this is your natural state of being, to be connected with the earth, to be balanced, to be relaxed. And I'm just going to look at your energy while you're doing that. And just taking a really deep breath, and as you're exhaling, feeling yourself dropping deeper into your state of relaxation. Okay, so while we're grounding, it's important that we're grounding because that'll let us release any energies that are out of alignment with us. And then also it'll help as we're as your soul's working with you directly and grounding more soul energy into the body, it makes it easier for it to integrate when the body's grounded to the heart of the earth, which is what you're doing. And as this process continues, just visualizing a rainbow halo above your head and seeing it rotate. And if you're not able to visualize it or feel it, just know that if you give permission for it to be there, that it's there. And this rainbow halo has all the colors that you could possibly need for healing and balancing. And we're going to let that rainbow halo start to rotate and move down over the body, letting it expand where it needs to expand, letting it hover where it needs to hover. And as that halo's moving down the body, I'm checking in with you, asking you to allow yourself to be nurtured by your soul. This whole thing is created by you, for you, by you. And we'll just let that rainbow halo rest about 3 feet below our feet, knowing it's continuing to rotate and hold really good energy around you. So now I'd like you to visualize a rod of white light coming in above your head. And then it comes into your head, the top, the crown chakra, and letting it move down all the way through the body. And letting it rest in the root chakra, so in your hips, your pelvic bone, letting it come there. And what we're going to be using this rod of light for is to pull down energy vibration from your soul. And so basically we're moving into a space of feeling supported, joyful, of feeling free, not carrying any burdens. Because that's really what the place we want to be in with these opportunities we're being asked to embrace in our life. So instead of facing them with fear, we want to face them through the eyes of the soul, the perspective of the soul, as opportunities, as, you know, joyful experiences. So that pull's in place now, and that pull's also very in sync with your spine, too. So we're going to allow the energy from the soul to come down through this pull. And all you have to do is just be conscious of letting yourself relax deeper, letting yourself get into your natural state of balance, being balanced in your peace, in your power, in your unconditional self-love, and in the peace of your soul's knowing. And now letting this energy start to move out from the pole, almost like this bright light that's been turned on. And the energy is radiating out into the body, every single cell, and radiating out into the energy fields around your body. And as this is happening, we're clearing old programming and any old misconceptions or thoughts about who you are that aren't in alignment with your truth. We're clearing any creation in your reality that is not aligned with your true loving wishes for yourself and for your life. And now we're feeling the ease of the energy, filling you permanently with the light of your soul as that energy continues to radiate outwards. And just checking in. And yeah, and it is supposed to be really easy like this. All right, so now sort of with being able to ground this type of energy so easily and consciously, when you're out and about in the world, you're now radiating out this high vibration of peace and love. So what that does is it's going to create a beautiful space around you, or this clear canvas for you to experience the truth of who you are. So when challenges come up or we're asked to make big changes in our life, you're going to be there's not going to be a lot of funk around you. You're going to have a clear space so these opportunities or challenges that come up, you can it's almost like having an uncluttered house. And when there's a piece of dirt in the house, you can just get to the dirt and put it in the trash or put it outside, and you can get to it easy, and then your space is clear. So that's what we're doing. And, you know, it's you're moving forward in your life, creating what you want. You get to decide. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the premise of shifting the energy inside with some visualization work. And then when Arisia, when it was coming time to think about the show, I just listened to Spirit, and there was this guidance about, you know, just addressing ways of making it a little bit easier to trust the soul with what we're being asked to do. And so what I did is I just wrote down what came in through meditation, and I thought for the show that I could read what I wrote down, and then we can all talk about it. Talk about whatever
wonderful.
We want about. Okay, great. Well, before we do that, Arisia, is there anything that you want to check in about, or?
You know, I think let's do this, and then let's talk about how it relates to, I think a lot of people are going through a lot of loss, like I had talked to you about a little bit before the show, if anybody else is going through this. I've talked with several people just in the last week who are all dealing with the loss of young people in their life, of people in their teens and 20s, and just, you know, leaving their bodies in a variety of ways. Some of them, you know, some of the people I've spoken with, some of the parents I've spoken with, their kids are actually still here, still in their bodies, but something has shifted, and I'm trying to think, I don't want to say not in a good way, but something has shifted, like a downshift or something like that, and then other kids are, like, leaving their body. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that and maybe get your insights and some support around that, because it's people are really struggling with that.
Well, yeah. I first want to acknowledge, you know, the people that are going through that and have lost someone close to them, or maybe physically haven't lost, but emotionally and spiritually feel they have a loss with someone in their life, because we're all so connected that, you know, there's a part missing, and that's hard to. That's hard to be with. So I want to acknowledge that. But I, too, have actually, know of a few people that have lost someone close or had the shock of finding some, you know, just whatever, some really disturbing things. So first, I probably would want to say that during really major times of change like we're going through, it's not uncommon for a lot of people's soul to decide to go ahead and shift out to be released from the body, because when energy is getting so intense, either they've already on some level a soul contract way know they were going to end their time here at this point, or they left it open that if things were, you know, intense or they feel like they've done their work, that they would shift out of the body. So from a soul's perspective, you know, I don't want to say it's okay, but it's in alignment with their wishes. The rest of us have a hard time really respecting, or maybe that's not the right word, really honoring what their soul choices are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard one. I've had a lot of loss in my life and had to really go on a deep journey with how you make peace with that. And yeah, so, you know, I just encourage people to come from the heart and stay open to the relationship with whoever it is that is past, or whoever's still present in body but feels really gone. Keep checking and coming back to your heart and sending out energy from your heart, love from your heart. You could even see it as light from your heart, so that mm-hmm. the pain, the grief, you know, certainly feel that, but don't let that close you off to your heart. Because if you can keep in that heart space, that's gonna they're gonna feel that. And if they've passed and they're on the other side, it's gonna enable you to have a way to develop, continue the relationship, but that it evolves.
Right.
And if they're in body and they're struggling and they've cut off from you, that heart energy going towards them, they're going to be able to feel that and at some point be able to respond to it. And even if it's like they're ready to transition, if you're sending that heart energy out, it's going to help their transition go smoother. Or if they're just having to really go deep and process a lot of, crap, emotional stuff that they're feeling or they're picking up on that people are going through, if they feel that heart energy, it's going to help them have basically air to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think that's really good. I know that one of my guests that I have on, Charles Rubin, his wife who passed away, her name is Betty Bessards, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but she's written a book called There Is No Death, and she had two children that died, one in, I believe, an accident, maybe a motorcycle accident, and the other one, I believe, died during a war. So she was really struggling with that. Actually, I shouldn't say she was struggling with it, because Charles said one day he came home and she seemed to be doing pretty well, and it was shortly after, I believe, the second child had passed away. And he said, are you okay? And she said, yeah. And he said, but, aren't you having a lot of grief? And she said, oh, honey, I can get a hold of the kids easier now than I did when they were alive.
Well, yeah.
And I just thought, oh my goodness, there's somebody who is just so, tuned into being able to do that and being able to communicate with her children. But I don't know that, I think that we all have that ability, but, there's still the loss and there's still the grief. So thank you so much.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I get a little upset. I mean, I'm thankful for, the John Edwards in the world and people that can communicate with others on the other side and get accurate information to prove it. But I also wish that when people in their presence, that they're open to, understanding that it's possible, because we all can do it. You can
mm-hmm.
feel. But we haven't been, by our society, I mean, we've been set up with the programming that it's not really an option in our reality to know
right.
that we can do that. But, yeah, I mean, one thing I've learned through some of the loss that I went through is that, I'm an animal person and a kid person, and I my animals got older and they passed, and it was hard, but it was a beautiful understanding of how the soul continues. I realized I was committed to the spirit, the incredibleness of my animals in body and beyond. Like, I was committed to them before this life, together, in this life together, and after this life together, and I was committed to their well-being and the growth of their soul. And when you say that about this woman who wrote this book, I see that, that your commitment and care goes way beyond anything you physically experience. It's forever. And that's
mm-hmm.
just a beautiful thing to know how deep the connection is.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That helps.
Yeah, and I hope people feel comfortable reaching out to, whether it's you and me or other people, and just letting them know what they're experiencing, so that there can be a concentration of prayers and thoughts around what they're going through, so they can open up to what their soul and psychic abilities can perceive beyond just what the mind knows.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think that there, in so many ways, like, I had Joe Dispenza on my show, and he talked about God on your own, and he talked about how for a long time we've been conditioned to believe that we must talk to a priest or a minister or something like that, like they have some sort of direct connection to God or to spirit that we don't have, and we're coming into the realization that that's not true. There's so much of this we can do, so to speak, on our own or with each other or for each other, and really, being there for each other and being there for ourselves, too, empowering ourselves.
Yeah, and I would like to point out that when you go to a priest or a healer or a psychic, it's my opinion they're not doing anything that you are not capable of doing. They're serving two purposes. They are fully focused, if it's a psychic or a healer, they're the majority of the time focused in that particular vibration and thought. So when you walk into their energy field and you spend time with them, they're assisting you as your soul is guiding the situation, is my belief, but they're also, you're walking into that vibration so that you can activate it within yourself. So that's, you know, they're serving you by, you know, we all need that nurturing and witnessing and that support so that we can really do our work on deep levels. But they're secondary supporting you or equally supporting you to activate that vibration within you as a catalyst to opening to that awareness within yourself that's unique to you, or maybe it looks like how they do it, but chances are it's just going to activate a flow of energy within you so that you can, you know, be open up your awareness of the information that you receive and also the awareness of who you are, your self-awareness. Mm-hmm.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's beautiful that we do need each other. But I think that we're kind of moving into a time where it's, where we don't need to be so needy. I'm trying to think of how to phrase this exactly. I think that we have lived in a time where we feel that we do not have everything that we need within ourselves, and so we have to look outside to get it, and somebody else is the expert on us.
Well,
I was listening
yeah.
to... Go ahead.
That's the mind. That's part of the programming, because that's keeping you blocked from your innate knowing, you know, your connection with whatever God is for you, whatever source is for you, whatever love is for you. And I guess why I cut you off, because I just so bad want people to, well, they need to do what they want to do, but I just don't, you know, that's giving away your power, you know, when it's something that's coming outside of yourself. You're blocking yourself from your own trusting yourself, your soul, your heart, and then you're also giving your power away to people. And, you know, I'm going to just put it out there that most people are ethical and will not take advantage of that. But some people are also coming from ego, and they want that. They want you to give them their power because it's validating. But your power is I'm talking about a soul power here as much as I'm talking about a self-nurturing, loving, you know, ego-based power. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it at all.
No, I don't know if you watch Christiane Northrup, but I just love her. She's a physician for women. I think she's an OBGYN. And I was watching her on PBS the other day, and she was talking about breast cancer. And she was talking with one of her patients, and she said, "So tell me, how do you take care of your breasts?" And the woman said, "Well, I have the breast center. And they take care of my breasts." And she was like, "Well, but they're attached to your body." So she said, I'm gonna give you a recommendation. It's going to sound a little nutty, but I think it's a good one. The best thing that you can do for your breasts is when you get out of the shower in the morning, grab them and say, "Girls, you're in good hands with me."
That's awesome.
Well, I thought it was so great because so many of us, and I think probably especially women, you know, will turn their bodies over and say, and fortunately that is changing. I mean, I think about childbirth and how that has changed over the last, you know, 50 years from, you know, just going into the hospital and being knocked unconscious while you're giving birth to now people doing it at home on their, you know, on their own or with a midwife. But we need each other, but from the standpoint really of collaboration and working together, each in our own strengths. And realizing that everybody has different strengths so we can share that, but realizing that we are okay within ourselves. We are our own best experts.
Well, yeah, and you know, to me, there really isn't anything to heal. There isn't anything to fix. It's just remembering who we really are, remembering it because it's already there. It's not even like there's anything, you know, we come into this life with the universe wanting to provide everything. I mean, it's, you know, we come from love and we're here to expand in love. And, there's nothing to have to do. It's just getting back to what we really know.
Yeah. I love that. That's great. Well, tell us about your download. We're going down all these wonderful rabbit holes, but I want to hear about the download too.
But I think what we're talking about totally is you know, already, you know, hitting on some of what was downloaded. But, yeah, so when it comes to, you know, really feeling at peace with trusting yourself, you know, and trusting the soul of where it's guiding you to go. One of the things that came through was, you know, that we get stuck in doubt. And when we get stuck in doubt, which is what we were just talking about, you know, where we give our power away, where we look outside of ourselves for the answers, or how did somebody else do this, or what should I do, you know, it's the mind taking over. You know, it's really important to understand, I think, how the mind functions in time of crisis and in time of change. Because once the mind kind of grips onto the situation, then it's a little, you know, the doubt can easily seep in, and then it kind of like it clogs up the drain, and then there's not a flow from the universe for things to be taken care of for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're so programmed, we're so programmed to do things a certain way, that a lot of what we're being asked to do as we're making these changes in our life is to really break through the old programming. And that's going to take, you know, not buying into everything that the mind's feeding you, and being more of a witness to the process, so you can catch yourself when the mind's like, oh, I, you know, here comes the doubt, and oh my God, and, you know, going off on that end. And certainly we're human, so I think part of this evolution process is embracing being human, but not taking it too seriously either. So, let's see. Yeah, you know, the mind tends to want to control. When the doubt kicks in, then the mind wants to try to control the situation, and it's going to look for the situations and make things happen. And when you find yourself thinking thoughts like that, you're going to know that you're not trusting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one thing that came through. And another thing that came through was about stress. So stress causes us to loop, and the mind to gain more leverage to try to figure things out and to try to control. So this limits our ability to create and attract assistance. Also limits the new experiences, the new reality for us to move into. How can you create something you have never experienced unless you feel open and willing? So you must be rooted in trust and not fear. The mind can perpetuate the fear very effectively, but it also can reinforce trust if we use the mind against the way society has conditioned us to use it. So, you know, again, it's just sort of feeling that stress and catching yourself. So when you start feeling heavy-duty stress and the mind starting to, you know, like a broken record just or a tape that's just looping over the same thoughts, and you don't feel, check in with how you're feeling. If you're starting to feel more fear build, or you're starting to constrict, you're going to know that you're not in a productive place, a positive place. So when you start feeling that, you can use that as a signal, like you're seeing a sign on a road, and you're trying to you know, figure out where you're going, that you need to pull off the road and rest. So you need to do things that nurture yourself, whether it's take a bath, go on a hike, spend time with friends. Just step out of the situation, because you want to break the looping. You want to just stop the looping so that you can kind of like realign and call in your spirit, ask yourself to be grounded, you know, talk to the universe, whatever it is you need to do so that you can stay open. And even if you just pretend, okay, I'm just going to say this to the universe and pretend I'm open, just go for it, even if you have to fake it.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Yeah, I've used that one a lot. So, yeah.
Well, and you know, I was going to say, I attended this workshop this past weekend with Lindsay Wagner, and she was talking about how we, you know, the mind gets into its weirdness, and she was specifically talking about driving, and we'll be in that old habit of, oh, you know, oh, that guy cut me off, and oh, that guy's going too fast, and, you know, whatever it is that's making us get stressed out. And she said the tool that she uses for herself in that situation is she will just tell herself, drop it. Just drop it entirely. I don't need to figure it out. I don't need to sort through it, because that's just going to cause more stress. Just drop it. And then, like you said, do something that is going to help you to kind of reboot, whether that's taking a bath or going for a walk or getting out in nature or having some chocolate to ground you or, you know, whatever it is that's going to help you.
Absolutely. And then when you get into that space, you know, the Abraham, you know, at Hicks, they always teach us, and I think it's so powerful, ask for what you need. So if you're feeling stressed out, oh, you know, I've got too much work, I don't have enough time, okay, well, that's really you asking for more time to nurture yourself, to be with your kids, to get to work on a project that you haven't been able to work on. And focus on that because that's actually really positive. If you're, you know, feeling stressed out because you're working too much, it's because, you know, bring it back to love. It's because you want to nurture yourself. You want to feel a life that's peaceful and balanced and not be pushed so hard because you don't, you're not supposed to be pushed hard. So, you know, focus on what it is you do want, why the situation is upsetting. Well, because I want a partner in my life that is respectful and, you know, whatever, has time for me, whatever it is. So,
Okay, good,
All
so
right.
Stop the looping.
No looping. And if you do loop, use it to your advantage, you know. Start, catching yourself and turning around to be really positive. So, and all this
Well, we're both excited here. We have so much to talk about. One of the things that I have heard from a number of different places, and I'm not sure where it started, but I really like it, is that love and fear cannot exist in the same vibration. So if we are in fear and there's something that we can say to help ourselves get into that place of love, whether it's just to listen to some music or, you know, smooch with your partner or give your kids a hug or whatever it is, that helps us to change that vibration to love, the fear can't be in that same space.
Yes, that's, yes. And you know, laughter is a good way to move out of that, you know, move from fear to love too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can get yourself to laugh a little, but yeah, it's true. And fear can actually be a positive thing. It's just that when it runs rampant, then it takes us, I think, away of that, you know, from being in that center of love. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you made a good point too, that fear is okay. I think that a lot of people feel like, oh my gosh, I'm afraid, I need to, whatever it is, to make it go away right away. And it's okay to ride it out as well.
Well, and I've had this really huge, powerful realization about my life recently that things that were scary to me, that were situations in my life that I was overpowered or didn't know what to do or very timid, whatever, I always thought that fear, that level of fear meant that I wasn't strong or powerful or I had to figure out how to be more than the fear. And then I realized, well, wait a minute, I should have felt fear. And that's okay. That doesn't mean I'm not a strong woman or powerful or able to ask for help or receive help or, you know what I mean? It doesn't have anything to do with who I truly am, you know? And that was a huge, like, oh, I don't have to fight the fear anymore or be more than the fear. And that was
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we're human. That's the thing, you know, with evolving and having higher consciousness, you know, it's sort of like, oh, well, you know, you're not supposed to feel your emotions, you know, whatever happens, you just stay neutral. And I do think there's neutrality is a powerful tool, but I also think we are human, and the idea is to bring the enlightenment, the soul, the love, whatever you want to call it, into the physical body versus being removed from the physical body and the emotions and the mind. So,
Yeah, overcoming that duality.
Yeah, because it's really powerful. I mean, to acknowledge the emotions, including fear. Actually, I've had some pretty powerful experiences of self-awareness through that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us more about that, because I like that. I like that idea of using fear as a tool of self-awareness.
Well, if you can be a being a witness or observer to what you're feeling, including fear, oh, my gosh, if you can even just for a few minutes drop into that space of watching yourself, then what will happen is you'll see why you're feeling the fear. And if it's a pattern or what it's stemming from, it's almost like following a trail of energy. Like when I'm doing session work with clients, I can, you know, we'll talk about what's going on, and then when I do the meditations, I'll start there, but then I'll follow the line of energy, say it's in this case fear, and I can see where it's being fed from. So what it might be in the present day might not even really look like it where it started, but once we get to where it started and bring love to it, it really shifts the dynamics in the present day.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm kind of going, you know, big picture there. But so say you're feeling fear, or anger is another big one people are afraid to drop into, because we've seen anger used. And anger and fear kind of go together, but anger used in such a negative way. But if you can, like, say, drop into the anger, drop into the fear, you see why that anger, like, for anger can be about, you know, having boundaries, like really reinforcing boundaries from a place of self-love. And when that's when you see it from that perspective, the anger doesn't get stuck in the body. It just moves through, or it transforms to feeling, you know, powerful and making good decisions for yourself and saying no to people or things in your life that are not working, you know, with fear. I'm just trying to plug into fear. It's kind of hard right now. I'm wondering why. Maybe something needs to be said around the fear. What happens is when I'm talking to you on the phone, I'm feeling everybody's energy that's listening. So I can get thrown off when there's some, or it's my own, but anyway, resistant to the topic.
Somebody in the chat room said I go back and forth on fear as a motivator, and I don't want to learn the hard way anymore.
Well, and I think with any of this, it's not hyper-focusing on it. It's just sort of, you know, we don't want to get mental about this stuff and overthink it. But with the fear, it's just sort of acknowledging it. So here's what's coming through. Usually when there's really deep-rooted fear, it's going to be coming from the energy of you as a smaller child. So if you can connect with yourself as a smaller child and just acknowledge that there's fear, that what's going on, yeah, it would be scary to a child, but I'm taking care of you now, and I love you, and just maybe you'll get some information from yourself, be able to talk with yourself, you know, and maybe you won't, but just the fact that you're willing to be open to the fact that the energy of you as a little girl, or if you believe in the inner child, you know, that just to be open to shifting some energy and reassuring the inner child that will actually, the fear won't be as in your face.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that I've done, I was just writing about this in the chat room, is I had, one day I went in for acupuncture, and I was laying on the table, and I had the needles in, and I sort of fell into that weird little place that's just so restful. I mean, it doesn't seem as deep as sleep, but it seems more restful than sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And this image came to me of myself. It was like I was an observer, and I was watching myself walking towards this big stone wall. Now, I was in the middle of the forest, so it didn't even make sense that this big stone wall was there. It was completely out of place. And I tried to go around it, and I couldn't get around it or over it or under, and I was really frustrated, and I walked up to the wall, and I kind of pushed against it, and one of the stones dislodged. And I took it out, and as I was ready to throw it aside, I saw that it said something on the stone, and it was a fear that I had, that I had identified as my own for a really long time. And I looked up from the stone, and the person who gave me that fear, it was their fear, not mine,
right,
was standing there, and I was like, this doesn't even belong to me. And I handed it back, and, you know, she smiled at me, and she walked off and took that with her. But the thing that came to me, too, was that she didn't give me that fear from a place of not wanting to help me or anything like that. It happened either incidentally, or it was because she was trying to protect me, that she gave me that big, heavy stone to carry around. She's like, this will keep you safe. And it's like, it didn't keep me safe. It was just in my way. So as I was Yeah, and as I was laying, I just did more and more of that, and I kept handing those back. So I actually created a meditation about that that I have on my website, because it just, you know, that wall doesn't belong there. It's not yours. Most of our fears don't even belong to us.
Well, it's true. That's exactly right. And then when you try to resolve something that isn't yours, it doesn't, you know, usually resolve really easily. But that's it. That most fear is rooted in some sort of desire to care for oneself. It's just that it's gotten skewed over the generations of being passed along, or that you've grown from, you know, how that fear at some point served you, but it no longer serves you because you've grown and you're not in the same place that you were. So, yeah, you know, the fear, you don't have to, whatever the issue is, it doesn't mean you have to resolve it or figure it out. You can, like, you had this, oh, this isn't mine. You know, you didn't have to look at the fear and, you know what I mean, and dance with it for years and years. You just, you know, the fear, it's just, it's not like it's school that we have to go through or something. It's just, it's energy, and it's there. Mm-hmm. And if there's something positive for you to get out of it, go for it. But if there's not, why let it hold you back? Well, like it's
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, and somebody in the chat room said, Jung said the only way to enlightenment is through pain. And I wrote back and I said, you know, I think that's an old cycle rule. I think that's something that we've been conditioned to believe, you know, no pain, no gain, and we're leaving that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're creating a new world, and the majority of us are interested in a really peaceful, powerful, powerfully conscious world. And so we're not going to be focusing on pain, you know, or anything like that. We're doing our work now so that we can be cleared, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, is there anything else that's coming through for you that you wanted to talk about?
Well, there was a few other things that, as you're making, you know, big shifts in your life, and some things that kind of get in the way of trusting the soul is some of us have a fear of letting people down by moving forward in our life. So that, you know, kind of sets us up. And so if you're, you know, making some big changes in your life, but you're worried about, like, say you're moving away from your family to another state, or you're changing jobs and, you know, you're worried how the people are going to, you know, make it without you there because you, you know, you're so committed to the job and people rely on you, you know, that should tell you right there, if you're holding any kind of thoughts like that, that's holding you back and kind of cue you that you're playing a certain role in the relationships. So, you know, just being willing to acknowledge that and let yourself know that they're going to be cared for, and whatever the dynamics were in the relationship, you know, if you can, as a witness, be willing to see it for what it is and be willing to grow beyond it, knowing that you can do it very lovingly towards yourself and the other person or the situation, that'll help you, you know, continue to follow the change that your soul is asking you to make and trust in your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And then a big thing for us is that we're scared of the unknown. So, you know, again, this is kind of the human nature. You know, this is such a rapid time of growth of our consciousness, and I feel like we've come to have these experiences in body because it's such a remarkable way to expand our light in the universe, or however you want to look at it. So, you know, we've come, and I've always said, and I will continue to say, that the things that we're experiencing in this lifetime, usually we would get to die and recalibrate and come back and have the next lifetime, but we're not dying. We're just having all these, like, lifetimes in one lifetime. So we're really being challenged to, you know, really take these huge leaps of faith and really shift our consciousness and our concept of the understanding of who we are. So just to know that it's a human collective experience, that as we're, you know, being asked to shift, and, of course, that would open up for the doubt we talked about, too. But, you know, going into the unknown, you know, how's my life going to look? You know, where am I going to live? How am I going to make a living? All those things, you know, you're moving into the unknown. And it's perfectly, like, dead on for you to feel a little worried or scared about the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
wow.
Instead of it feeling scared, it's sort of like, you know, using that kid energy and and looking into looking at it as like a huge opportunity, excitement, you know, sort of just changing the emotional charge around it, so that you're, you know, seeing your life as open to possibility when you don't know quite how things are going to come together. Whenever you have those big gaps where there's a lot of things, the unknown, what you're doing is, you know, really opening yourself up for some remarkable things to happen. If it's sort of predictable and you know what, you know, the next few steps are, you know, the universe can still flow in that way. But when you make these huge, like, big gaps to realign and reconfigure, there's just incredible, miraculous things that can happen. So I just, anybody that finds themselves in that situation, I just want to acknowledge you and the beauty of what you're doing by allowing that to possibly, you know, happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been so interesting with the economy and all of that, you know, the problems that people are going through, because some of the people that I talk with just blow me away. I had a gentleman who was laid off, and he had been trying to find work for a significant amount of time. I think it was about 18 months that he had been looking. And he'd really been working quite hard to try and find a job and just could not find anything. So he contacted me, and we started talking about all of this, and we started talking about the feelings and the fear and all of that. And he said at the beginning he was really, really afraid, but he was at a point now really of transformation, because he had gone through all of that, all of the different things. He had gone through losing the job. He lost his house, lost his truck, all of these things just kind of fell away. And he said that during that time, he did have some moments of fear, but he tried to stay in that, you know, in the love place and in that positive frame of mind. But he said, I came through all of it. And now 18 months later, I'm looking at my life. And while I want transformation, there's no fear there anymore. Everything has fallen away. And at the same time, everything's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's powerful.
I thought that was enormous.
Yeah, well, and the next thing that came through, which ties in perfectly to what you're saying, is I wrote down, you will grow, you'll expand your understanding of who you are, and then you are more than you know. So here he lost mm-hmm. everything, but has this, knows who he is without any, you know, without these things defining him or taking his focus and attention.
Right. It's like we're throwing away all the boxes.
Yeah, literally the boxes that contain us, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boxes
mm-hmm.
around us, but then these boxes actually, you know, contain our focus and our belief systems, and yeah.
Right. Well, so do you have any tips? I think that people might have been a little stunned with the thought that we're transforming, and normally we would come into a new body at that time, but we're staying in this body, and the transformation is happening. Do you have any tips for people as we go through that? Because I know that people are having a lot of different feelings about that.
Yeah, you and I both know, and so many people that we listeners and people we, you know, friends and colleagues. It is a challenging time because if you're really even remotely doing your work, and you are, if you're listening to this call, that's why we are all coming together, you know, you may be more exhausted than usual. You can't focus. You big challenges in life. I mean, there can be so many ways that, you know, when you're shifting your energy so much, how it actually physically affects the body and the mind. And so the more that you can, without getting too mental, find resources that sort of explain what's going on, like how you might be feeling the energy shifts as they're happening, or even find out when the energy shifts are happening, that is really, I found that to be really helpful. And the more that you're open to these, you know, ideas of unconditional love and creating a new world and consciousness and connecting with the earth, all those things, you're going to find more people coming from that place in themselves as well. And the more you can talk with people that are in the same vibration as you and the same mindset as you, you're mm-hmm. going to find that it's very reassuring and helps to understand better how why you can't just go through life with your eyes shut. And it'll be very reassuring, you know, so you can, you know, get how things are affecting you without getting wrapped up in it. But just having, it's like, you know, reading a manual and going, oh, my computer or my TV is supposed to do this. It's supposed to, you know, take 5 minutes to turn off. Or, you know, and then once you know, it's sort of like, oh, okay, and then I can go with this. So, but it's, you know, and just to know that it's okay, and it's okay to be tired. It's okay to, you know, find your, you know, the work you do boring and wanting to do something else. It's okay to feel lost. So many of us feel lost and, you know, are waiting for how it's going to, you know, it's sort of like we're trapped between the old world and the new place, because, you know, you can move forward on your own, but the truth is, I think that there's so much in the collective consciousness that we feel that, you know, sometimes we feel a little like a rubber band, a little bit of some of the things we experience in life pulling us back to where the majority of people are. So that can be a weird dynamic too. But just, you know, I think the big thing is just to, you know, really, if this isn't too far out there, but just to really know how much your guides and angels, whatever you see your support system as from the higher dimensions, how much you are honored and cherished and seen as courageous for doing, you know, coming here at this time and doing this work and, you know, having this experience of, you know, dynamic change and energy shifts and consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and trusting. I think trusting that there is a reason that we all chose to be here at this time. It's going to be magnificent.
Yeah, and it is magnificent. I mean, the magnitude of the work that each of us are doing and that we're doing together is remarkable. And, you know, really being, you know, there's things that happen in my life because I am empathic. Everybody's empathic, but for, you know, some of us just have it really, woo, turned up, the dial turned up. and it can be overwhelming. Just, you know, Rissa, you're like that too, just functioning on a daily basis. There's some things that will pop up, and I'll just say, okay, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm getting the physical symptoms from my body. My mind's wanting to loop. Soul, I'm just opening to you. Let's pull in some good, you know, pull in my soul's wisdom and just really pull it into the body and let it take care of things. Let my guides take care of things. And let it come through, because it'll come through venues you wouldn't even imagine.
Right. Yeah, so expect the unexpected.
Yeah, you know, it's that one of the things is, you know, we're taught to be, like, independent and not be vulnerable, but the truth is, our independence is more of just being discerning how we're allowing things to come in, you know, because we're supposed to give and receive. So let things come in without giving your power away and let yourself be supported, but not in a way where there's any strings attached or somebody's deciding things for you.
Right. I think that's the difference is the, you know, instead of giving up your power, allowing yourself to be supported.
Yeah. And you can feel the difference between the two for sure.
Yeah. There's definitely a big difference. Well, now tell people how they can get a hold of you, and also you have some really exciting things coming up towards the end of September. So if you can share that with us, it would be great.
Oh yeah. Well, you can find me my website, and that's my last name, which is Hovis, H-O. V as in Victor, I, S as in Sam, Ventures, VENTURES.com, so HovisVentures.com. My phone number is 303-521-8101. And, at the end of September, I'll be a presenter at a soul retreat in Joshua Tree, California, and it's being put on by Soul Production. Oh, gosh. See, now I start talking about these big things, and I can't remember the practical things. But anyway, you can go to my website. You can go to my website, and I've got the information there. But it's a wonderful retreat with these incredible people coming together, and it's just designed to have a focused, I believe it's 3 days, where we're all together and just being held in an energy where you can really, if you're ready to shift rapidly, well, bam, that'll do it. So that's coming up. And then I do these conference calls, and where it's some like doing the work, kind of work we're doing here, but I actually channel in a meditation, which shifts the energy, and I work with you on different levels during the call, so that you can feel supported and just be connected, and you know, do what you need to do with the work you're doing at that time. So I'm doing one of those. I believe it's September 21st is the next one, but I have that on the website as well.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Great. Well, thank you. I just want to thank you so much for being with me today. This was just really, really terrific. It's great to kind of just be in your energy and hear your thoughts and ideas about things.
Well, thank you for having me on. I just always love it. So thank you. Thank you.
That's great. And we will look forward to having you on again. I should have looked up the next date, but I think you and I will be in touch and we'll figure out the next time that you're going to be on.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. At some point. So we will definitely talk and then let people know about that. And I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us today, whether live or by recording. And don't forget that you can download We Uplift Radio at iTunes. Just go out to iTunes, search We Uplift Radio, and then you can download those shows and take us with you. So, and please do visit Whispering Energy to find out more about upliftment for you and for your business. Next week, Jeannie White will be joining me, and she is just really an amazing woman. She does a lot of work with matrix and other energetic modalities. So I hope that you'll be able to join us for that so that you can feel supported, uplifted, and empowered. So until next time, dear ones, go in peace. And this week, as you go through your week, imagine that rainbow halo going with you, a buffer of light and love all around you.
See you.